Hi, it's great to have you here. In this recording, in this training, what we're going to do is have a look at how to pronounce the KS, whether it's spelled X or KS, kss, when it occurs at the end of a word and then the next word begins with a consonant also. So it's almost like three consonants in a row that you have to get your mouth used to doing. Sometimes people leave out the S, so it becomes complex problem, and then that makes your speech much less clear and understandable. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a little phrase with the x sound at the end of the first word, and then I'll say the phrase again, adding another word or adding a few words to make it a bit of a longer phrase. Sometimes it'll be sentence. So just practice with me. And if this is not an error you make, you can use this as training for intonation, stress. There'll be multisyllabic words in this. You can listen for where the schwa is, where the syllables are stressed, the melody, the intonation, etc. So you can practice with this training for those things if you need as well. And anyway, if you're doing the X training, you might as well include all the rest. Okay, so the first one is Rolex watches. So you've got to go X, W, the KS sound, even though it's spelt with an X, to a consonant W, yeah? Rolex watches. Sell Rolex watches. And the next one is box with. So box with. A box with. And the next one is, excuse me. And the next one is two boxes with. Two boxes with. So you need to boxes with. You may have to stop on the S slightly, hold it a smidge, a tiny bit longer, so that you can then prepare your mouth for the W or whatever consonant is after it. Makes my, makes my, he makes my, etc. Complex problem, complex problem. So it's not problem, problem with a schwa there. Complex problem. The complex problem. The next one. Sphinx statue. Sphinx statue. And there's an elision. Excuse me. The S at the end of sphinx and the S at the beginning of statue. Excuse me. One of them drops and you just continue. The Sphinx statue. Climax was. Climax was. The climax was, etc. Reflex response. Reflex response. So you hold the S on slightly longer, then get to the R in response. His reflex response. Coax him out. Coax him out. Try to coax him out. Packs the bag. Packs the bag. So you have to go from an S where your tongue is inside and then stick your tongue out quickly for the voiced TH. The. Packs the. It's a bit of a gymnastics in your mouth. She packs the bag. And the next one, talks loudly. Talks loudly. She talks loudly. Fakes it. Now this one, the second word begins with a vowel, not a consonant, but I threw it in so that you can see how to do the linking. So it sounds like it's all one word. Fakes it. Fakes it. He fakes it. Looks like. Looks like. It looks like. Looks wonderful. Wonderful. Unless you're an American, wonderful. Doing an American accent. It looks wonderful. Mailbox with. The mailbox with the blue number, etc. Reflux problem. Reflux problem. Reflux problem. A reflux problem. Detox needed. Lots of detox needed. Lots of detox needed. So it's not lots of. Lots of. That is not an important word in the phrase. It gets de-stressed. Lots of detox needed. Sticks for. Sticks for. The sticks for the fire or whatever. The sticks for. Walks with. He walks with. He walks with. So that was the last one. As I said before, it's a little bit of mouth gymnastics, but you do it over and over, your mouth will get used to it, and you won't be leaving the S out when you're speaking quickly in everyday speech in sentences. Bye for now, and happy practicing. Bye.